Welcome to the Jolt Episodes. This is a feature of the In Awe podcast meant to give you energy and a boost to look around your world and exercise a signature strength. Between interviews with incredible women who leave us awe-inspired, I will share stories that will prompt you to look around and see the beauty in your own world. I hope you find yourself awe-inspired. Happy New Year and welcome to Season 5 of the In Awe podcast. With this jolt, we officially kick off with the same old mission to amplify women and empower a community through the mission and their messages with a few updates. Also, I am a fan of marking milestones, so I want to additionally note the fact that this is Jolt 100, which is not just a nice celebratory number, but for me, a marking moment as I still remember wrestling with adding the addition to this podcast. In case you didn't already know, I was studying signature strengths at the time, and since mine continues to be noticing beauty and excellence in the world, I was seeking a way to utilize that signature strength. I got that information about myself from the VIA Institute on Character and their survey, which is something I actually take every few years, as it's one that does tell me that there is fluctuation. And I still remain at the top with noticing beauty and excellence despite several iterations. My inner monologue, every time I get that, tells me that there's no real value in this character strength, and I wrestle with how to operationalize the strength on a daily basis in a way that's notable, meaningful, and also can have an impact on those around me. Hence, these jolts came along as a way for me to exercise my strength by noticing the beauty and excellence around me and tying it into a small package to jolt you to do the same. It's not perfect, but revisiting the purpose behind anything we do is a smart practice. And as I reflect on the 99 jolts previous to this one, I am proud of the content that this segment has provided over time. And I'm looking in this new season to be extra intentional about the content in them to serve you, the listener. On that note, let's dive into the purpose of the 100th jolt. If you're catching this episode fresh, you're finding yourself at the beginning of a new calendar year, and like many in the world, maybe you're setting intentions, focusing on resolutions, or simply using this milestone to reflect and repurpose focus for your full life. I know many people feel negatively about the idea of New Year's resolutions, and the research does show that the success rate of a resolution is pretty low. However, if you're like me, you believe in the power of strategic planning, goal setting, and focusing on purpose. The research on these concepts is also clear, and the impact of living with intentionality is a lived experience that I can attest to in addition to that research. Specifically, one of my favorite texts that I've read in the recent past is Dan Pink's When, The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing. I highly recommend this read for several reasons, but the piece that I want to highlight today that is relevant to this message is his focus on beginning, middle, and end. Though one-off resolutions may not work, being intentional about marking new beginnings, making a plan to acknowledge midpoints, and processing through endpoints is crucial for goals of any kind. So maybe you don't want to think new year, new me, but maybe it's worth considering how this beginning of 2024 can create a fresh focus on some aspects of your life. And you could end it at that, just acknowledge a new beginning. However, that will likely place you solidly in the category of a failed resolution. I don't want that for you. It feels icky, and in my own opinion, can create a disillusioning cycle that will inevitably lead to apathy on your part for the idea of personal development, or create a low sense of efficacy. If you go too far and create unattainable goals tied to this brand new focus, you're likely to hit the same outcome. Instead, I want to encourage you, my dear listener and friend, to consider a process to focus on beginning, middle, and end of this year that will help you to put an emphasis on whatever it is you are interested in manifesting for your full life this year. And I believe you can feel satisfied at the end point knowing you were able to shift something in your life ever so subtly across the course of the next 366 days that we get in this year because, hey, it's a leap year, one more day to grow. So I'm going to take a few minutes to outline for you the process that I use in my own life to manifest and create outcomes that are in my control with intentionality. It is not a perfect process, but it works really well for me, and it embeds elements of work from others as well as my own framework. I've completed this process since the start of 2018 with varying degrees of success and with tweaks throughout the years that have led me to the process I give you today. Above all, what I want you to take away from the jolt today is, regardless of the process you use to gain clarity and prioritize your full life, Empowering yourself with intentionality is a gift that will pay many dividends to you and those you hold dear. Also, the best part is that it really doesn't matter when you start this process, so long as you do start it and create the systems to monitor the beginning, middle, and end points, just like Dan Pink recommends. One more piece before I lay out the process. I choose to combine all of these elements, but you can customize to what works for your own strengths and personality. I build in a big vision and several beginning, middle, and end points along the way because as an Enneagram 7, details are boring to me, and I need to anchor myself in a system to keep me invested and consistent. Otherwise, January 1st will feel exciting for about 2 days, and then I'd be lost in the swirl of my thoughts instead of putting my feet down for action. You may need less anchoring, so modify as you will, my friends. Since 2018, I've created a yearly spiritually directed yearly focus with one word. This work originally came from John Gordon, Dan Britton, and Jimmy Page, and you can find their resource linked in the show notes if you want to explore. For me, it has become very fast to receive this word, as my spiritual practices lead me quickly to the inner knowing that helps me focus on the word with conviction. Earlier years took silence, meditation, writing the words down and in different colors, grouping them, and even narrowing over the course of a few weeks. In 2024, my word came decisively the second I made space to think about it. And though I bucked it at first, I knew it was my word. But it seems really boring to me, friends. Maybe you'll understand when I share my previous words starting with 2018 in order. Rise, slay, serve, become, transcend, radiate, all verbs, all carried with them dreams of an exciting future. This year's word isn't even a verb, and I wanted to manipulate it into one, to be honest. Verbs, to me, to everybody, they mean action. They connotate movement and imply steps a person could take. My feelings were conflicted when I received a noun, which feels stagnant, lacking in action. Ugh. But the message I received was decisive and very clear. My focus for this year is clarity. And I know it's meant for me for several reasons, even though I think it's boring, nouns also define. At this point in my life, I understand why I need a noun. I also know why clarity is it for personal and professional reasons. I've taken on a lot of yeses over these past few years, struggled with the grief of loss and time spent wandering in distraction, allowing myself to become busy and burnt out of my passions. In this upcoming year, clarity is to come through the actions I take, which will be a lot of reduction so that I can focus on what is meant for me right now. Whoa, that's hard for an Enneagram 7. I share all these details with you because it may feel daunting to dive into a spiritual practice of listening for a word. You may question yourself about the one you select, may wonder if it's spiritual or simply your own selection. I can't say how to process and differentiate all that in this jolt. What I can say is that if you are wrestling with a word, it's okay. If you resist a word, it may be a sign that's not the right one, but it also may be the message that it's what you need, even if it's not what you want. If you come by this word using any spiritual practice to lead you there, you are likely on the right track, my friend. Our paths don't always open to the ones we want to go down. But if we trust the inner knowing and the spiritual guide, we won't be led astray. All right, now that my word is selected in this whole process, it's on to the next part. I sit with the word and the meaning in my life in 5 areas of my full life. This is not something that takes 5 minutes and on with the day. I designate a few hours to wrestle with this one too. Sorry to say, some years I've gone back over the course of a few weeks and changed multiple times. Just keep in mind one important element here. You are setting the year focus in all areas of your full life, but if you embrace midpoints and the cycle I advocate here, these are very likely to shift a bit. I also want to reiterate that I ground myself in spiritual practices prior to setting these intentions. Though I trust myself to focus on these areas, I've also come to believe that creating visions with spiritual guidance is an elevating practice and keeps me on God's path and not on the one that I want to design. And sometimes those align, and I love it when that happens. Sometimes I take uncomfortable steps, and I also love the outcome, even if I'm scared the whole time doing it. I think that's where the real growth lies, actually. Anyway, I create a matrix on my planner that allows for the four balance quadrants and add faith at the center. For a more in-depth description, you can check out my series on balance in the Jolts, or check out the I in Faith and Lead with Faith, a book that I wrote and published, and again, linked in the show notes. For now, I place these headings on my paper, and with each one, sit with what actions, affirmations, or statements my one word leads me to in these areas in my yearly focus. Again, these areas are personal, professional, positional, passions, and faith. For example, this year, since my word is clarity, across the board, I reduced the focus areas from my typical 5 bullet points in each area down to 3 and 4 at the most. In my personal quadrant section, I currently have intentional connections with key people in my life, no alcohol unless in social situations, and sleep and nutrition routine focus. At this point in the process, I keep the statements focused enough to help me set goals in smaller time periods, not write the goals for the year. For another example, my professional quadrant currently says build speaking content, podcast consistency and onboarding, and PhD completion. You can see those are focused but broad. It's in the next step that these get narrowed. Okay, so I go through that process with personal, professional, positional, passions, and faith. I always also allow myself to state one of each out loud. And over the course of a week, I adjust them with new eyes and grounding spiritual practices. When they all feel right, I go to the next step. I create a 90-day vision and action plan. This means that there are four separate beginning, middle, and end cycles built into my entire year with the broad picture focus using my one word to anchor them all. Now, this is going to get a little bit in the weeds, so bear with me. I use a tool, and it's one that I've spoken about several times on the podcast, linked again in the show notes. I share with you that I need a system, and the Saver Planner is what helps me personally. Within it, you set a 90-day vision, and there are 12 weeks with one extra for grace that also build in beginning, middle, and end points, like micro moments in that 90-day cycle. So when I'm using this tool well, it's impossible for me to fail at my resolution because these points are all built in. Even if you don't end up checking in weekly, let alone daily with a planner like I do, at least your 90-day cycle, setting it every 90 days, will keep you focused throughout the year and have you tapping into the power of a beginning, middle, and end point. So by the time you come around to the end of 2024, it will be impossible for you to deny the growth. In addition to using the planner as is, I also take time to create my focus for the 90 days in front of me using my year grid. For example, I take the statement on the yearly grid and then create actionable steps that fit into the 90-day cycle. To provide an example, intentional connections with key people becomes plan Galentine's Day event for February 13th. Start January 15th with the guest list, content, and the invitation plan. Send invites by February 1st. From there, I can create more specific tasks for my week to be prepared for that event. In addition to a big event, I also designate to text daily with person X and Y, phone call weekly with person B, and put on the calendar monthly connection with person Z. By the end of that 90-day cycle, I will have intentionally connected with key people in several doable ways that I know will bring me clarity and joy. The key here is that intentionally focusing on planned actions creates space for this outcome. In the next 90-day cycle, I'll create a new event to plan with that 3-month period, and I will either keep the incremental goals or shift them if the previous cycle didn't work or needs tweaking. At the end of every week in the Saver Planner is an opportunity to reflect on what went well, and the beginning of it has a focus page. This ensures that I adjust at midpoints too. Finally, at the end of the 90-day cycle, there's a reflection process to engage in that allows me to see what can be adjusted for the next one. I love this time because I use it to go back to my yearly grid and see what I've accomplished, as well as pace myself for completing the yearly focus as time passes. I want to reiterate, too, that one 90-day cycle might not have any focus from one of the quadrants. or they might have to be a daily focus that go into every single 90-day cycle. I hope you understand that some of these goals are able to be accomplished within a smaller chunk of time, and some of them are ongoing throughout the year. It's not perfect. In some years, I have underutilized the process, missing out on growth areas, while other years I've added when needed. It's meant not to be a hard and fast guideline, but a light to shine down the path ahead to get you moving in that direction. Finally, at the year's end, I make space to process the endpoints, what went well, and I can celebrate, and areas that fell away, and why did they fall away? Do they need to go to the following years? Or can I just let them go? These are all wonderful questions that prompt a beautiful centering practice. Friends, from this process, I have written 2 books, started and maintained this podcast, leapt into braver seasons, stepped back into service and solitude, got a family dog, and propelled my family into traveling where we created core memories. Without the system to focus, I know I would wander far. It's a spiritual practice in itself to create these visions and walk and sometimes run those paths. It's this process that keeps me grounded, excited, and feeling purposed, sometimes with more energy than others throughout the year. By sharing this process, I hope that you're able to refine your own to help you keep centered and empowered to focus with intentionally on your full life. We only get one, and we're fortunate to have this fresh beginning to visualize a year ahead of us. I hope this episode jolted you to go beyond the negative dismissal of a resolution and embrace the proposition of growth for yourself in all areas of your beautiful full life this year. And please share with me your journey. Tag on social media or pop me an email. I'd love to see what you're focusing on for the year and to be a part of your journey as you grow. To end today, I want to share an update on the podcast production, as well as remind you that we have a new format starting this month. After I published Jolt 99 in December, I learned that my incredible virtual assistant has been blessed in her life and is moving on from the NA podcast. And while that's sad for me and what she's done for this show, I am so excited for her and wish Lisa Gady everything beautiful in this life. We cherish you and are cheering you on, my friend. That means I am onboarding a new assistant, and though I'm committed to this show, we might be slow to be on our consistency a bit, but we are committed to remaining consistent and bringing you content. Hang with me. We will be here. In addition, we're amplifying one incredible woman leader each month, like always, and removing the monthly features. Additionally, we are featuring the new segment of the show, which I outlined in Jolt 99, if you want to check that out, which is the sponsorship spotlight. This feature will amplify the voices of those who intentionally create space, opportunity, and uplift female leaders. And I am so pumped to share these stories with our community. You're going to love the inspiration in these messages, and it feels clarifying, right, and exciting to add this element to the show as we evolve. We will be back next week with an awesome interview. And until then, I hope you have an awe-inspiring week.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. We will see you on the next episode.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Listener, checking out this Jolt episode. Hey, I want to see what you're seeing in the world. So hop on over to Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or wherever you want and pop out a quick sentence or a picture or something that inspired you this week. Let's share with one another. Show the community what you're seeing with your eyes to see the beauty in the world. Hashtag in awe to rise.